Our first speaker is Stephanie Suarez.
Primero quiero disculparme porque no hice mi speech en español, pero eran los exámenes que no me dejaron. So, este es en inglés. Okay. Us Latino students are not graduating alone. We, as a community, are graduating together. We are moving together to make a change. We no longer have tomorrow, we only have today. And today is the day we graduate thinking with training wheels and start thinking with intellectual minds to trust our wisdom, become the group of beautiful migrating butterflies we present. Today is the day we change the numbers of history and make college the norm. So for that, I want to say that many people forget that the people who are sitting down in the opposite direction are facing are being celebrated too. So I would like for all the friends, family, loved ones, and professors to please stand up and give yourself a round of a hand. Today would not be able to do that together. Latino-Latina Studies is a department with a variation of fields, from psychological trauma within immigrant stories, the fight of social equality, Mayan, Aztec gods, the representations of corridos, to the political history, the legislative, executive branches, analytical films, social movements that have helped us move forward as a community. But most of all, we learn about the stories of the unheard. We need to stop for 5 seconds, simply 5 seconds, to see who is around us, what is around us, whose parents and family members have worked long hours, long days, little pay and little respect, whose children get exposed with negative media and representations, whose brown hands are seen less without being known. We are all part of Latino Studies. All of us in this building have an impact to our field, and it is fascinating to be part of an entire movement that is unseen. We're like the wind. Society can see us, but they can't feel us. Latinos are 30% of California's population. Latinos no longer are the minority, but one of the largest ethnic groups. And it has been estimated in 2050, we Latinos will be part of the largest population group in the United States. If you're not clapping, you should. Our major is not an easy one, nor is it an easy task to fulfill, because this is only the first step. We have inspiration and knowledge to inspire the generations to come and inspire the generations that have been here to change the dynamics, to transform low number high school graduates to high numbers, to make college the exception. We have a place to stand, a place to fight, a place to live. We no longer are in a place of Nepantla, of not belonging here nor there. We belong here and there. As a pan-ethnic community, we need to help society humanize all who work for the economy. We need to start, we need to act like human agencies and not only bring solidarity blossom like a yellow sunflower, but ignite education in every child's bone, no matter what color of skin or socioeconomic status, to stop impunity from happening, so we have the same strength and hope as our ancestors and revolutionary leaders. Oppression has been present, but it has not won. So, to conclude, the next time somebody asks you what Latino-Latino studies is, you can always say, it is a field where we as Latinos do not have to walk down the streets with the fear of leaving your home, your family. For our dreams not to only end here with a bachelor's degree, but to think beyond, to think master's, to think PhD. For our abuelitos and abuelitas, stories of the recetas and remedios, to not only become our goodnight stories, but instead academic journals, scholarly papers. For our gente to not be considered not one more stereotype, but instead seen as the future leaders, professors, artists, musicians, doctors, directors, to vote, to strike, to march, to read, to love. We together as a family are Olin, moving forward, moving together, to analyze yesterday's mistake, for them not to be tomorrow's mistake. We study the Latino empowerment. Thank you. Thank you, and we really appreciate everything you've done, and we have a little bit of you in all of us.